Hello and welcome back for the final day, day 7 of our 7-day faith walk, fast, and prayer challenge. I hope that you guys have been obedient. You've been able to push through. You are listening to this, just celebrating yourself and giving God all the glory for the answered prayers and the answered testaments. I hope that you guys can go back to day 1. Your God said so list, see what prayers have been progressing and blessing. See what prayers have been fully, completely just answered. See where you are in your journey and just give God glory. But today's word, y'all, day 7 is stick around. Stick around. Now, I got to step back for a second. I said this was our final day when I first hopped on this recording, super excited. But for some of you guys, it's not going to be your final day. You're going to stick around. So y'all know I am a fanatic of the MSG version of our Bible. If you read Micah 7:7, the word just touches my spirit. And I remember when I was about to leave my hometown of Baltimore City and relocate to LA, I was super excited about it. I wasn't fearful at all until the night before it was time to go. I had so much anxiety about it. I remember I left on a Monday, and every Sunday we used to meet at my mom's house and I would cook Sunday dinner for my entire family. And this was my final Sunday dinner. Like, everything was going to change. My mom wasn't going to be living in the same place next time I came home to visit. I was going to have a new address. I was going to have a new office. I was going to have a new staff. Within like 2 days, everything that was normal to me was about to look different. And I remember being super fearful. And when I left my mom's house from that final Sunday dinner, I got in my car for the last time before it got transferred over to LA. And I just sat there crying, nervous. And I remember praying to God, and I'm like, God, please make it worth my while, because I am leaving everything I know. And that can be so scary, to leave every single detail of what you know. Like, y'all, me and my family, my sister and brother, my mom, we are tight, super tight. So all I was thinking was, you know, who am I going to meet? How am I going to meet people? Oh my gosh, what rooms am I going to be in? Is it going to be easy for me to connect with people? And I kept thinking, is my business going to grow? Am I making a mistake? It's going to cost me literally 4 times what it's costing me to run and operate my company in Baltimore. Can I afford this? Where am I going to live? Is my home going to be good? I haven't seen it but one time. Is this a safe space? Like, all these thoughts were going through my mind. And I just had to remind myself, this is nothing but the enemy trying to confuse me and make me doubt what God already confirmed and affirmed for me over a year in advance. So I stayed the course. I walked through the fear. And there's been so many times in my life that I've had to do that. And every time I've done it, y'all, I always stuck around to see what God would do. So Micah 7:7 says, but me, I'm not giving up. I'm sticking around to see what God will do. I'm waiting for God to make things right. I'm counting on God to listen to me. Y'all, I have been in this particular scripture plenty of times. And I'm not just talking about the times where I was waiting for God to just work a miracle because life was tough. I'm talking about the good days, the days when I look back over my journey. Like today, I just shared this testament with y'all about my walk from Baltimore to LA. And when I was in Baltimore, my life was completely different. When I moved here that day, I was in that car crying, praying to God just to show me how good it could get. My life looked completely different than it did today. I'm talking to y'all right now from my 2-story penthouse in LA overlooking palm trees, fully just blessed and covered. My business is thriving. I have a 3,500 square foot office space in the downtown LA fashion district. I know this city back and forth. I know how to get around. I'm comfortable. And I'm 5 years in, as of December, I'll be 5 years in to being a resident here in Los Angeles, and to see what God has done, to just look around my home. I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. But I'm sitting here in my home right now, and to look outside of my house and see palm trees, to sit here at my home office inside of a 2-story penthouse in LA, y'all, like, this is insane to me. Whew. I'm getting emotional. I'm sorry, y'all, but I just encourage you to stick around. stick around, I promise you, if you stick around, it will always make sense. The days where I didn't know how I was going to survive in this business, the days that where I had challenges and I had obligations in business and I didn't know how it was going to happen, I stuck around. The days where I had went through unhealthy relationships and I felt like, you know what, God, maybe I don't know when it's going to happen for me. I never gave up hope that it would happen for me. And then I found true Ephesians 5 love. If you don't know, then ladies and gentlemen, please go to Ephesians 5 and read your word. It tells you everything about being a husband and wife that's chosen by God. So just to see what God has done in my life, down to my staff, the team members that I have that will go to battle for this business. Like, God has blown my mind, y'all. I could go on and on. But I just want to encourage you today to stick around. The word says again in Micah 7:7, but me, I'm not giving up. I'm sticking around to see what God will do. Say this to yourself. Look in your mirror today and say, but me, I'm not giving up. I'm sticking around to see what God will do. I'm waiting for God to make things right. I'm counting on God to listen to me. I promise if you don't stop waiting, your overflow is only going to be more powerful. Your overflow is only going to be fully more increased. You're only advancing your levels with him. All you're doing is advancing your faith. So I encourage y'all to do that today. I also want to encourage you guys to stick around with me. I know we just completed a 7-day faith walk, y'all. I know we just did 7 days and this isn't easy. Walking by faith is not easy. But I want to invite you to continue and stick around with me and this beautiful ministry that God has blessed me to create. This is something, y'all, that has been years in the making. And God literally blessed me with a team member by the name of Josie. Some of y'all know Josie from back in the day. Y'all might have come in contact with Josie at some live events that we've had and so forth. But God has really blessed me with her. And when she came into my life, I remember she used to tell me, like, you know, I've never seen people pray like this. I've never seen someone say, I'm going to fast first. I've never had a boss ask me, did I pray over this first? And, you know, she told me, like, you know, I have more advanced faith because of you. I've rebuilt my relationship in Christ because of you and what you have just been representing. Not because you forced anything on me, but I can't help but to witness your faith. And it blew my mind, y'all. And I remember her telling me, you know, I want you to consider starting a ministry. And I'm like, no, I'm not ready. And this is my 7th year of entrepreneurship that I'm celebrating this year. And y'all, in the Bible, we know 7 represents a lot of things. It represents completion. It took 7 days for God to create the world. And 7 days, we just fasted and changed the trajectory of what our next quarter, our next year, and so forth could look like, you guys. So I want to invite you to stick around with me and join me for 90 days of faith walking. I'm not asking you for 90 days of fasting. I'm asking you to consider my 90-day faith walk that I have created just for you. This is an amazing brand new community that is intimate, and it is a safe space for people to grow in Christ, to grow in their word, and to just feel comfortable. I invited y'all in letting y'all know fully transparent who I am. I'm somebody that's nowhere near perfect, but I have come mighty far on my walk, and my heart has turned into an entire different representation of what I thought I would be. It's better than what I could think. Before I moved to LA 5 years ago, the person I was in my 20s. I was just completely different. I wasn't a bad person. I was still a good person, but I had no clue it could be this sweet. I had no clue it could be this great. I had no clue it could be this free. There is a mystery of God that he has just revealed to me, and I can't help but to want to tell somebody about it. And that's just what this is. This is organic, genuine, you know, examples and representations of my life, y'all. And I'm going to include in this email a link for you to highly consider my 90-day faith walk. I will tell you more about it as well within email, but hopefully you guys will join the 90-day faith walk. It is extremely affordable. Everybody is welcome. This is not just something for women in Christ. This is for men, women. I don't care if you are a preteen. This is for you. Y'all, it is an amazing community where we are going to meet consistently. You guys are going to receive daily faith walk words. So just like you guys receive these words every day in recording, you're going to continue to receive them. You guys, we will also meet bi-weekly for faith, finance, and fashion Q&As. That is what I'm most excited about. So y'all, every 2 weeks, we are going to get together virtually, obviously. And we are going to meet and we're going to have these powerful Q&A conversations. We're going to be talking, having Bible study, and we will have all these things pertaining to our faith, which is what we cannot see in Christ, but what we are believing him for. It's going to be over our finances, y'all. We are all required to have this resource called money, right? But we want to make sure that we are mindful that it is a resource and God is the source of the resource. So I want to make sure we have all of our resources in order to increase in all areas. This is a big part of our growth. And then we are also going to be covering ourselves in fashion. I know I'm a fashion designer and I've been the coach at the Fashionpreneur Academy, but that's not the fashion I'm actually talking about right now. Fashion is in our representation and our walk with Christ. Who are we when people see us? I just told y'all about Josie walking up to me saying, you know, I can feel it on you. I got to get some of this faith. What is that energy that you're exuding? Sometimes we think we're following Christ, but we walking around with a chip on our shoulder. I've been that girl. Sometimes we think that we're good people because we give so much of ourselves, but we're really toxic and we don't realize we're just dealing with generational curses and trauma. Sometimes we're walking around this world thinking, oh, that'll never happen to me. And you don't realize you are not exempt from any trial. Sometimes we don't realize that we're really not representing God and we're representing false idols. And we just took a wrong turn and we don't realize that these things that we're praying to and worshiping are not good examples of our walk with Christ. And they're not an example of our walk with him at all. It's actually not of him. So it could be so many different things, but we are going to meet for those powerful Q&As twice a month, just twice a month, y'all. And you guys will always get replays if you can't make it. You guys, again, we're also on top of the daily word, on top of our Q&As every 2 weeks, we're also going to have prayer within those Q&As every 2 weeks as well. And then we're also going to have a weekly word bonus, which is like a Bible study. I'm going to give you guys a chapter to study for the week, and we all are going to study it on our own time. Hopefully you guys can stick around for that. So please stick around with me. Join me for my 90-day faith walk. This faith walk is only going to happen twice a year. This is not something where you can just join whenever you feel like it. This is something that will be live. This is something that's intimate with me. This is not an automation. This is something that is truly happening in real time, and I would love to have you there with me. So I want to invite you in. Enrollment is only open for a few days, y'all. It's only open a few days twice a year. The Faith Walk actually is open twice a year, y'all. So we have our spring summer Faith Walk, which is always from May to July. And then we have our fall winter Faith Walk, which is from October to December. I hope that you can join me. Check out the link below. It is extremely affordable. I hope that y'all are willing to sow this seed into yourselves. It is extremely affordable for the amount of time and information we're going to be sharing within these amazing opportunities. So I'm excited for you to stick around with me, and I will talk to y'all soon. Have a good one, and congrats again on 7 days.